Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you pick this because John Clayton allegedly was a big fan of Slayer with the mullet in his bedroom in his mom's house? Or it was just by circumstance it came back? Well,
it's a great commercial, too.
Oh, it's by far the best ESPN commercial. John Clayton now of ClaytonFootball.com. What's up, John?
How we doing?
Doing great, brother.
Well, here's how we're doing as a fan base. We're looking at a must-win just to get it to 4-4 into the bye week, and then we're turning the attention, if they get the win, to see if Howie can do anything at the trade deadline. First of all, I would expect that things are going to start heating back up here in the next 48 to 72 hours, but what are you hearing and what's your feel regarding the Eagles and the possibility of them doing something?
Well, I mean, you figure Howie's going to do something. I mean, they got three positions that have needs, whether it's cornerback, wide receiver, or running back. I think the only one problem is the fact that I don't know how the Buffalo Bills got on Monday night TV, but the fact that they're playing Monday night really delays anything with LeSean McCoy, happening there until Tuesday, because that puts it right down there, because, you know, they're not going to make a deal prior to the game, I don't think. And we still don't even know if McCoy's going to be able to play because he's still in concussion protocol. But, I think that complicates it a little bit if McCoy's going to be the main target. But I could still see them in the cornerback market and the wide receiver market.
Will there be significant activity in general? I know there have already been a couple of higher-profile deals that happened earlier, but then nothing really since. Do you think that there's going to be some activity on Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, I think so. If you go back to last year, and that's the fortunate thing, I still wish they would move it back to week 10 as opposed to week 8, but the fact that they moved it back 2 weeks opened some things up as far as trades, because now you have teams that are clear sellers because they're out of the mark. I mean, they're really out of the playoff race, you know, the 1-6 teams and some of the 2-5 teams. And so last year there was about 7 deals the week before and up until the trade deadline. And so I anticipate there's probably going to be 3 or 4 more, maybe as many as 5. I mean, you know, the Steelers are going to probably be trading for a cornerback. I would have to think 2 or 3 wide receivers are going to go, and then we'll see about the running back market.
That wide receiver market also interests us, John. It's reported that the Eagles offered a second rounder for Amari Cooper before they were outbidded by the Cowboys with a first rounder. The Eagles, I would imagine, are still in the market for a wide out. Who are, I guess, some names that we could be on the lookout for as a potential trade?
I think Kelvin Benjamin with Buffalo, I could see that being a possibility. Demaryius Thomas with the Denver Broncos, particularly if the Broncos lose to Kansas City, which I think is expected, because then they'll start to be a little bit of a selling opportunity. And plus, they've got two good young wide receivers, actually 3 good young wide receivers that are coming through the ranks. So I can see Demaryius Thomas being one. And then we'll see what else is going to be out there. But I think those are two names that I think you really have to follow closely.
Tonight we got 2 of those already. I mean, Alshon is sort of the receiver.
Yeah.
Kelvin Benjamin is, and Demaryius Thomas.
Are you, John, noticing that this trade deadline has an MLB feel, a baseball feel to it, to where guys that are in the final year of contracts, or like Shady has another year left on his contract, that it has more of a trade feel like baseball, to where guys are being moved on the final years of contracts and things like that?
Yeah, in fact, almost the year before the final year of the contract seemed to be the case. And more so, particularly with guys that teams aren't going to give second contracts to. So, for example, I mean, you can look at the 2016 draft and see, you know, some of those guys moving. I think we saw that with Eli Apple, because now here he is in year 3, he gets moved. And then you've got other guys from the 2016 draft. Because what happens is, and that's why we're seeing more trades overall, there's been 94 trades total so far, where 93 was last year's total. And what it comes down to is that you start to make the decision, you've got 3 years with the player, you've drafted, you think, well, I don't think we're going to get him to a contract extension, and so you move him. And then, of course, if you're a team, you know, like the Giants or like Oakland that are all out of it, then you start moving as much as you possibly can. But there's no question that the teams that that don't plan to give the franchise tag to or give second contracts. They're ready to move guys. And again, you get more value if you trade them younger. I mean, that's why Amari Cooper at 24 was able to net a one, where, you know, an older guy is going to probably be, you know, only getting a four or so.
It also kind of gives the Cowboys, and it's one of the reasons I don't like the deal for the Cowboys with the first-round draft pick, is that Amari Cooper can play on his option, which is, I think, $14 and some odd million next year. But,
right.
but the Cowboys, more or less, trading a first-round draft pick, now have to extend them. They're almost pot committed to extending, really, and he has all the leverage in it. Is that kind of how you see the Cooper situation with the Cowboys?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I think that's – and I know Jerry Jones came out this morning, was talking about how Cooper's going to be there for a long time. So I think he's thinking extension too. And, you know, they're going to have to clear up, you know, something next year with the contract, because they're not going to have the option bonus, because that's going to eat up too much cap room that they could use. And they're also getting to the end of the contracts of Ezekiel Elliott and also Dak Prescott. But, yeah, so I think that you can definitely see some action in that standpoint. And I think that one thing Jerry does is that, you know, he takes a gamble on this one. And it's, you're right about the leverage that Cooper has, because he's kind of coasted through the last year and a half with the Raiders. I mean, some people didn't think he was in the best shape. Some people were worried about the drop passes from last year. And so, you know, he hasn't performed anywhere close to the level he did the first 2 years. Now maybe the fresh start can freshen him up. But also, you know, I think he can also get a little complacent thinking that Jerry's going to pay him.
Yep, he could. Talking to John Clayton of Clayton Football. We'll see what's up on Clayton Football in 1 second. But do you think the John? Do you think the Le'Veon Bell trade? It feels like it's dead right now. Le'Veon not really doing the Steelers any favors. He's not going to report until after the trade deadline. He's just complicating things. Does that feel dead?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's all because of him. I mean, the fact that he's holding out, the fact that now he's not even showing up before the trade deadline, I mean, that's bad. I mean, it's just a bad situation. And again, I'm baffled why he's handling it this way. I mean, he's losing money, he's losing leverage. I mean, and you figure that in the end, he'll have to come in for the final six games just to try to get a vested year and, you know, kind of move things along so he can try to leave in free agency after the season. But yeah, this is a messy situation. And again, if his mission was to try to get traded, show up this week. And I think he also realizes the anger that's on the side of the Steelers, because, you know, once he shows up, they'll keep him on the exempt list for probably two games and not pay him.
Yeah, just ugly. Just ugly. Right now on ClaytonFootball.com, 5 proposed trade deadline moves, and LeSean McCoy is one of them. Would you rate McCoy, if he goes, would the Eagles be the top destination? I know there's been some rumblings that we've heard today that Howie maybe has circled the wagons and he's back talking to him.
Yeah, I'd have to think so. And I think that you have to look at the Bills and start to think, okay, they're out of it right now too, and they might as well get some value. Now, of course, the problem with trading Shady McCoy is that now you leave even less when Josh Allen comes back and starts, and you make it tougher for him to be able to perform at any kind of a level. And right now he should be just resting and trying to not play at all, because I don't think he's ready for prime time yet. But, yeah, it's a bad situation, but I do think that you know, he has to be back on the radar, without question.
All right, John Clayton, Clayton Football. John, what else you got going on the site today?
Well, right now in the process of writing something on the offensive line attrition and what it means, because, the Eagles are one of the few teams, there's only about maybe six teams left right now that have been able to have all their offensive line starters available for all the games. And, of course, I say that knowing that Jason Peters is somehow playing with a torn bicep. You don't know how long that's going to go. But it's amazing to think of the attrition and then where the problems are in trying to find solutions for the offensive line. Six of the 14 highest paid offensive line in unrestricted free agency are on injured reserve right now, and two or three have been cut.
Well, there he is. Yeah, and by the way, normally when your offensive line's healthy, it's a great thing, and they're performing well, and the Eagles' offensive line hasn't done that. So it just goes to show you, man, it's been a really weird year here in Philadelphia, John. Listen, we'll talk next Friday, and when we'll check out the site. Thank you again.
All right, thanks.
There he is, John Clayton. Yeah, man. I mean, they're different, but not because of injury, right? Say Malu's in there right now, but you can argue he's playing better than Wisniewski was. Certainly not worse.
Or the same. I didn't think Wisniewski was playing that bad. But,
yeah.
But, yeah.
The same, at least,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not really upgrade or downgrade.
No, JP is the same.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, the person who made the decision was right there. All right. Well, there you go. All right, we have some positive Eagles fans on the line, Ike.
There you go.
All right, we're gonna try to get this going, because I am not feeling good about this game. Not only am I not feeling good, I picked them to lose already. Jacksonville 25, Eagles 24. That's right, Ike.
That's right.
Don't ask me how they get 25.
Yeah, I tried to do the math myself. I couldn't really. You got a safety in there somewhere.
I mean, three. Yeah. Well, touchdowns, 2-point conversions, block extra point.
Right.
Shabazz in Allentown. Hi, Shabazz.
Whoa, what's going on, Brother Ike? What's up, brother?
What up, Shabazz? Long time, brother.
Yeah, I listen every day, but I don't get a chance to call all the time. But, you know, always got nothing but love and support and respect for you.
Long time ago, years back, man. Yes, sir.
For sure. Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
How are you? Good to hear from you again.
I'm good. I'm good. Now, full disclosure, I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm an idiot Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. But I still wanted to call in and throw some positivity from an Eagles perspective. The first thing I'd just like to say real quick, Eagles fans, is you have to have a mental reset. You're not grandfathered in from last year. You guys still have last year's expectations with this year's team. It's a completely new team. You can't – it just doesn't work like that. Everything has to be re-earned and started over. So – just kind of go with that mindset. If I may, guys, I'll try and run through some things real quick.
Sure.
But sure, so interject if you need to. So real quick, here are the positives. Oh, and another thing, stop playing fantasy football. How we can't just go keep kicking assets down the road to do stuff this year. It doesn't work like that. You have to pay for things that you
so
gave up.
So specifically, are you saying no trades right now?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Well, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that he has to work out the repercussions of moves he makes this year, not just for next year, but the years following contracts. He's got to look at the whole
thing. So, Shady, would you kick the tires on Shady? Because then you get him next year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a guy who is, first off, their job is to win football games. He will help you do that. If guys like Leonard Little, who killed people by, you know, mistake driving drunk, and who was the other guy? Another wide receiver who like if guys who actually killed people can get second chances.
Dante Stallworth,
yeah. Right? And who was Incognito? If guys like that can still play, then how come a guy who hasn't been charged with anything can't still play? An old GM, and I don't remember the guy who said it, but he said if Hannibal Lecter could rush the passer or could throw a great ball, then people would just say he had an eating disorder. if you can play, someone will make a way for you. But if I may real quick to the positives of why you still should be positive about your team and feel good. Number one, you still have talent at the most important position, which is quarterback. You got talent there. As long as you got that kid playing quarterback, you got a chance to win. Defensive line, Michael Bennett and such. Those guys have the ability to put your quarterback out on any play. And you've had a lot of things go against you all at once sometimes. Mm. And, you know, it always has to even out. It just does. So that taken into account versus the fact that you're playing a Jaguars team with that quarterback, a banged-up secondary, and that O-line, you got to like your chances. And as soon as this team gets any sort of momentum, I don't want to play them.
Well, Shabazz, that's what we've been waiting for.
And you're going to see us in 2 weeks.
Is that?
He's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, and that's what.
See us in 2 weeks.
That's what makes it so disappointing is that you have the whole division schedule coming up here, essentially, right? In the second half of the season. All you have to really do. Here's what I was thinking and I was hoping. When I said they were going to go 4-4 at the beginning of the season. I didn't pick them 4-4 individual game. But I was hoping that they were able to limp to the bye. And you start feeling good about them at the bye, and then they make a run in the second half.
That still can happen.
It can. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I didn't think it would be this inconsistent. I thought it would be more about Carson not playing or Carson being ineffective. Mm-hmm. Carson has been great, except for maybe some end of games or things like that.
Yeah,
the rest of the team's been bad.
Yeah, but I still believe that. I mean. They got here the way that they've gotten here. And I think where people are frustrated at is that they felt winning the Super Bowl all of a sudden made you the Golden State Warriors, where it's a foregone conclusion. You're about to run off a couple of championships in a row. Football doesn't work that way. And so just because we don't have some sort of cakewalk to the Super Bowl, where we're going to go 14-2 or 13-3 and we're blowing everybody out week in and week out. I mean, That's not, to me, that's not a reason to be discouraged. It would be great if that were the case, meaning that everyone was healthy, everyone's clicking on all cylinders. That's the only way you get to 13-3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why it's hard to compile that many wins year in and year out. But as long as this team doesn't sink before you get to the midway point, and fortunately for the Eagles, they are in the NFC East, where no one else is running away with the division. They still have plenty of time. Well, I shouldn't say plenty of time. They still have time to really turn this season around, get on a roll, and can be going into playoffs feeling good about themselves. Like, it's not the NCAA where if you're not 11-1, you don't get invited. You're not getting a playoff shot. You can actually lose 3, 4, 5 games and still win the Super Bowl. And still have a shot to win the Super Bowl.
Couldn't do that in college.
Can't do that in college.
That's true.
So it's not the same scenario to where because you've lost 4 games out of 7, the season is over with. And I actually think the schedule lightens up a little bit as we move forward. I look at the schedule now. I may tell you I don't know what I'm necessarily going to get out of this Eagles team because they've been inconsistent. But I look at the schedule, and you got 2 games on here that you don't feel comfortable with. You got 2 games on here that you'll probably be underdogs in. The rest of the games, you're going to be favored in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as of right now.
Yeah, as of right now, yeah.
You're right.
That is correct. Positive Ike.
Well, actually, you know what that is? That's realist Ike. That's an actual realist. That's reality.
I'd say that's positive Ike.
Okay, but it's been...
It doesn't mean it's wrong, Ike.
Oh, I know it's not wrong. We rarely get that.
It means it's positive, Ike.
Yeah.
But I'm not being positive John. There is a positive John out there. He's just not here right now.
I'm just trying to be realistic and let you know that if they win Sunday, they're 4-4. That's all people need. They need to be reassured. They need to see a victory. It's easy to be doom and gloom after a loss, in between that loss and the next game, because they haven't done anything to change your feeling
right
about the team.
Well,
so when Sunday around 1 o'clock comes, 12:30, 1 o'clock, you know, we'll start to look at it like, okay, we're 500, and we go 6-2 the rest of the way. That's 10-6.
So is it positive Ike or too positive Ike? Because some people are calling in. 888-729-9494.
Am I being too positive?
No, I disagree with that. I don't think you're not being too positive. Yeah, no.
I'm not pie in the sky.
You're painting the picture of what could happen if the Eagles win the friggin' game.
That's all I'm saying.
And I don't think they're winning. 8-8-7.
And my tune may change Monday. I may have a different tune.
And that's why you will not be positive Ike on Monday.
No, I will not be.
That's a lock. You want to put it as one of your picks coming up at 5:25. If the Eagles lose, it will not be positive Ike on Monday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.